Last time on Roll Weird.
Our heroes attempt to slow down the Grafton monster's escape. While Lucas and Bigfoot wade through a zombie horde to reclaim their gear, Dale and Whistler hit the armory for a special weapon. Danny rescues Lucas with a makeshift bomb, and our heroes meet the monster on the top floor of the facility.
Is there a way to get out, or is it...
Yeah. There's. You can still get back on the stairs. Brittany, clasps her hands on your ears, and it looks like it should really fucking hurt in the way that it does in movies, and you can hear again.
I'm imagining this monster's a little too heavy to go up the stairs, so...
It will be slower.
I'm gonna de-summon it. And I think, as I do, as usual, the thousands of little black hands reach towards me to pull off a little piece. And I think it reaches into Lucas's mouth, and it pulls off a pixel. And afterwards, his canine tooth looks just a little bit smaller.
Mmm. Hell yeah.
I like that.
Okay. I assume you guys go up to the top floor?
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
Okay. As you climb to the top, you can feel like exhaustion building because climbing stairs this fast and this high always sucks. You enter the top level floor of the dam. There's like you can see below you the scaffolding leads super far down, and as you enter in this top floor, we see Mark's chamber click into place. There is this, like, giant, like cage, almost, above him, where the water is flowing through. It's brought in from the base and pumped up here, because they have to control the flow regulation here. And they are using it to crash down on him, and it finally shuts off. We see that Mark is still being pinned by the spears, but is close to wriggling out of them. His smaller hand has ripped itself off to get out of the shackle. The right side arm, the stronger one, has not done that yet. But his left side hand is clearly regenerating quickly. And this part of the building itself is largely meant for observation. There's like a bunch of windows and stuff here and cameras to look at the outside of the building because this is the best vantage point.
I call Jerry.
You call Jerry. Oh, hey, boss. How's it going?
Dude, do you remember the League of Extraordinary Gentlemen?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, we're, like, fighting that guy, but not our friend that guy. Like, the big, like...
I was gonna say, I hope Mr. High doesn't look like that.
No, it's Mark. He's... I don't remember.
I thought his name was Edward.
No, he's somehow related to the guy on our team. Shit. God, okay. What's his name? You know, well, the one who's like the leader. It's like his nephew or something. I don't... They all have weird family connections. Anyway, if you could bring the Queen Anchovy's Revenge... Clark! Mark is related to Clark on our team. Anyway, if you could bring the Queen Anchovy's Revenge here... That'd be great. I need the flamethrower, and I need you to start breaking out the good mushrooms.
I have some good news. We're actually still outside the building. Never left.
Yeah, bring it to where I am, though.
But you said you're on the... Aren't you... Where are you? I don't see you.
Bring it. Use the Find My Friend on my phone, and just bring it here. Jerry Jesus.
It says you're in the dam. I don't know what to do.
It's not a real pirate ship.
You can't drive it onto the water.
It's an amphibious vehicle.
I'm going to roll a dice, and I'm going to see if Jerry drives this thing into the water.
It's an all-terrain vehicle.
What? Okay. Great. And if you recall, in I think the first or second episode of this arc, I rolled to see if it was, in fact, aquatic.
I don't remember if it is or not.
I don't remember either.
I didn't tell you.
Yeah, we don't know.
Bring me the flamethrower, Jerry!
Jerry! Cool. Jerry's going to act of his own volition, and I won't tell you what for a little bit.
We're going to be halfway through the fight, and we're going to look out the window, and the Queen Anchovy's Revenge is just going to sail in slow motion over the bay.
Well, we're just going to see it ass up floating down the river.
Buy a t-shirt, y'all. Support the Queen Anchovy's Revenge repairs that are going to be needed. After this episode, buy a t-shirt. They're on our store, wearthemayradio.com. You can get the old shirt. You can get the new logo shirt. You can get a Queen Anchovy's Revenge shirt. Go buy some merch.
Remember, buying merch with real money helps us with the pretend repairs.
It's true.
You guys are there. You see the containment thing. It doesn't seem to be exposing him at all.
Well, he's already naked.
Yep.
All right. Well, I need to get in there to get this thing on him. But
is there anything we can do to prep him while we wait?
Do you want us to start blasting?
I don't know.
Is it?
At the very least, I can make sure that they don't make a break for off the
platform.
Yeah, what are we on? Dam. So they can't make a break for it off the dam mid-fight.
Yeah.
Okay.
If you can trap him here, that would be extremely useful. Only if you can also lift it in case we need to dip.
That part's easy.
Could you also tell Jackal where Britt's camp is so he can go there?
Give me his number.
I give Britt Jekyll's number.
And then that way, once we get Mark weak enough, we can get over to that place and hopefully keep him down long enough to get Jackal there. Theoretically, it'll take the Gravewatch at least a little bit of time to track us there. I'm sure they'll figure it out eventually, but
Dale, while you're talking, you get a text from your dad that asks you why he just saw several Gravewatch trucks roll through town.
New phone, who dis?
Yeah, Maskell already called me on this phone. Honestly, I feel like I should just break it at this point. Fuck this.
You want me to talk as an official representative of the Tenders of the Steel? I'm great with parents.
Not even a little bit. All right, I'm just gonna call that number. Whatever he texted me on, I'm gonna call him.
You give him a ring, and you hear the sound of like driving really, really fast. Son, what is going on?
Maskell fucked us. He put an APB on our location. Now every Gravewatch agent in a fucking hearing range is coming to tear Mark apart. We're trying to figure some shit out, but if you have any sway at all that you could slow this shit down or redirect them somewhere, I would greatly appreciate that.
That's a good point. Roll me deal with an agency.
God, if only Sharp weren't my worst fucking trait. Okay, that's a 7. I don't remember what a 7 does for this.
It means they're going to be pissed.
All right.
Pissed is the agency itself, not your dad.
Yeah.
Your dad says, I can do that, but it means that I won't be able to join you in this fight.
That's fine. Just keep them off us.
And you tacitly accept that you probably won't see your dad while he's still in town.
Yeah. Aww.
He was on his way to so help you close. Fight, and now he can't.
Dad, am I right?
There's not even a goodbye. He just hangs up.
Yeah. And I think after that, I'm just going to throw the phone on the ground and shoot it. Just, I don't want fucking that's cool fucking with us. All right, let's focus.
Yeah. Brittany gives you like a tiny side hug, but other than that, yeah.
Christian side hug.
A good Christian side hug.
I don't think I'm exactly strong enough to do the entire dam on my own. Would you mind helping me with this spell?
What's the yeah.
And I want to use magic to trap a specific person, minion, or monster.
I was thinking the same thing.
On the dam.
Yeah. Okay. Go ahead and roll use magic.
All right. That is going to be a grand total of 8 from me.
Okay. Go ahead and choose a glitch, and I will help you.
All right.
As Brittany provides assistance.
Yeah. What glitch do I want?
One harm.
Yeah, one harm's so boring, though.
Not if you keep taking it. It's boring if you take it once. It's real saucy if you take it every time.
I mean, side effects is always fun. It also just sort of puts the ball back in Lee's court and makes him come up with something interesting.
Yeah, I think I am going to make it a side effect, and I'm going to use bad luck charm, so whenever I use magic and miss, the backlash never affects me directly if there's someone else around.
Oh, I know exactly who it's going to affect.
It'll go for allies, other hunters, innocent bystanders. Sometimes it might even hit an enemy.
As you cast the spell, there is a moment where Brittany, her magic looks way different than yours, obviously. Hers is like the old black magic, where yours is like this newfangled shiny thing. And it clearly isn't blending very well. Like, she's misreading what you're trying to do sometimes. And though Mark has the... Well, tell me what it looks like when it traps Mark specifically. And I will tell you what happens afterwards.
I think what it looks like is... as they're moving, there's almost like a digital after effect following them. And it kind of slowly, the digital after effect begins to fill their shadow till their shadow looks pixelated. And anytime they would try to leave the dam, the pixelated shadow would stay on the dam and reach and pull them back in.
I love it. So it looks like there's like almost like a fight happening right now as Mark breaks through his second shackle and starts slamming his fist into this top cage, which would free him, which would get him out of the building. And as he's doing so, another large fist wraps around his giant arm and yanks it backwards. And now it looks like there's like basically a big wrestling match happening. However, as you take a second to process what's in front of you, if you take a step, you notice that something else behind you does the exact same thing. So Lucas and Brittany have the same effect placed on them. The two of you cannot leave the dam.
All right, so as long as Mark's trapped here, so are me and Brittany.
She's, like, trying to, like, push it away. Surprised that this thing has, like, digitized into existence.
All right, we'll work with that. I figure, Whistler, you might be the only one that can do anything to this thing, damage-wise. I don't know of any of us.
I mean, I can try. They've been hitting it with electricity, so I don't think any of the lightning from Petey would work, but, you know, there's always Old Reliable. They say brandishing their, like, very skinny little ghost fist. How far away is the platform?
I mean, it's like 20, 30 feet.
Can I get to it, or is there, like...
If you phase through the wall, absolutely.
Okay, then. Yeah.
It's like a big glass tube.
Cool. Then
it's not actually glass, but...
Whistler's gonna, phase through and make their way towards Mark. Honestly, a lot of their fear, maybe irrational, is just coming from the fact that it's like, oh god, but this is Dale's brother. They're gonna be mad at me.
Yeah. What does it look like when you attack Mark?
Well, Mark's being kind of like, you know, both pinned down by the restraints and Lucas and Brittany's spell. So it honestly looks, I think, a little unfair, and they just kind of straight up sucker punch him.
Beautiful. All right, go ahead and roll me kick some ass. I assume this is the life drain ability?
This is, yeah.
Yeah.
Just because if they've been taking electricity, I don't know if the other one's going to work as well.
I think he's only resistant to electricity. Correct. I think it does work. It yeah.
But that's a full success. So, actually, it's a 12 plus, and I have the advanced move. Oh, goody goody.
You do? Do you?
I do!
Dope.
Okay, what advanced thing do you pick?
I think I'd like to... you completely hold the advantage. All hunters involved in the fight get plus one forward.
Beautiful.
And Whistler will do... two harm, ignore armor, intimate life drain.
Beautiful. Whistler, as you take sort of the like life force out of this creature, you feel it has a ton.
Yeah.
Mark has this like natural, like, despite being like a weirdly sickly kid, his body has so much life to give. Add one to this. So you heal 3, but take 5 as Mark reaches his arm around you and starts squeezing your full body. You chose intimate. It's the closest. It's the worst possible damage.
Mm-hmm.
And you are restrained.
Okay. Take 5 damage. I assume I can reduce by 1 because of a mortal.
Mm-hmm.
Heal 3. So I take 1 harm.
You take currently 1 harm.
Okay.
You can grab ghosts.
Mm-hmm. Remember, intangible or incorporeal only applies to objects. People can always touch Whistler.
I wish they would. I'm so lovely. Apparently a one-man show isn't a fun date, but...
Okay, what's next?
Jerry. Where's Jerry, Lee? Where's Jerry?
Where's Jerry?
Jerry is not Sonic the Hedgehog. Jerry's coming.
Does it look like he's only going to break out through the top, or does it look like the sides?
He could break out through the sides, ostensibly, and probably has before. He's just pulling out, basically, his like things that have been impeding him. So his like littler hand is removing those like javelins that are through his body currently.
Can I read about situation?
Yeah, absolutely.
13. Remember, you have a plus one forward? Unless that's only 2 packs. I don't think it is.
No, it's everything.
Yeah, it's everything.
In that case, 14.
Okay. What are your questions?
There's so many good ones here because there's so many dangers. There's so much bad to read about. I guess dangers we haven't noticed.
Very quickly. Thing that is holding the monster back, like that, like shadowy digital figure. Every time Mark hits it, it starts to fade a little bit more. He's becoming resistant to the being trapped here spell. Or like figuring out how to break it down.
Yeah, it bought us some time at least.
It's not gone. You still have it. But that's the thing that Mark's like adaptation is currently adjusting to.
All right. I am looking at the scorpion thing. I'm looking at Mark. What's most vulnerable to me? How would I best get this thing on him?
If right now, every one of Mark's arms is taken. Right now is maybe a better time than any to attach it to him, because there's so much going on.
Okay, then best way into the tube.
The cage is meant to open. It's meant to be able to, like, let stuff in and out. That's how they get him in here.
So do I see, like, the door?
There's a release, like, lever. I think you can tell.
Okay.
So you might have to open it and close it again, but that shouldn't take a lot of effort.
Okay. All right. I'm going to be like, the shadow's fading fast. We got to act now, and we got to act quick. I'm going in now. I'm going to need someone to distract him while I try to put this thing on. Or else I could distract and someone else can do it. But I'm going in.
Dude, we haven't tried, like, talking to him. So I'll just, like, talk mano y mano. I got this.
Respect the spirit.
Okay. You pull a lever, and the cage that sits atop the tube slides across such that there is now open sky above Mark. And you can climb upstairs, get into it, fall down, and then have someone else close it again.
Alrighty.
Yeah, I'll go in, I'll open it, so that way you can get the weapon ready, and I'll try and talk to him, and then you blast him.
I think I have to attach it to him. It's not like a gun.
Oh, but yeah, you...
So
you...
I have to also, like, be in there with him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So let's run up. I'm... We back do that. To the fucking stairs.
Sure. Soren, go ahead and roll me kick some ass.
5, 2, 7 plus 2, 9. Oh, 8.
I mean, 8? Okay.
Yeah.
So it'll take a second for you to apply this. However, Mark is currently restrained by magic. His big arm is currently being used on someone else. His little arm is pulling out the javelins, and is also being just, like, yanked away by this, like, digital monster. So, I'm going to say that you take 3 harm as his body pushes backwards. So you are slammed hard between Mark and the bulletproof glass tube as they're trying to resist you, as you are attaching this, like, many-bladed, like, scorpion-ass-looking thing to Mark's back. And as you turn it on, you hear this strange charge, and it's not actually, like, it's not like static shocking him here. You can feel this, like, weird, like, pulse of energy that ripples through him. You can see it, like, reverberate out through his back, and he shakes and shudders, and seems to move, like, really slowly. Like he's on tranquilizers.
I hate that.
Can I talk to him?
You certainly can. What do you say?
I'm trying to distract him from Dale. So I'm going to say, hey, Mark, I'm friends with your nephew, Clark. My name's Danny. If you were a Ninja Turtle, which one do you think you'd be?
Roll me protect someone.
That's a 6, and protect someone is what?
Cool. Tough.
Tough? Okay, so a 7.
7, okay. Yeah. You protect them okay, but you suffer some or all of the harm they were going to get. I don't think that's physically possible from where you are, so what I'll say is, Dale, you can reduce the harm by 1 as you can
see... Oh, I went with Dale. I followed Dale.
Oh, you're in the thing.
Yeah. I mean, maybe I'm standing in the doorway, but I ran with Dale there.
Okay. As per the distraction, it turns its attention on you and whips around. Rather than continuing to crush Dale with its back into the tube, it slams you with its smaller arm, and you're going to go ahead and take 2, and Dale instead only take 1, from what I said earlier.
And I'll reduce that with the armor I'm wearing, because I think I'm wearing armor. So then that's... I'm not looking too hot, y'all.
So you'd only take 1 total.
Yeah.
Okay.
Was mine my armor as well already from my...
It would be, yeah. Yeah, this current attack is physical.
Okay. So I take 0.
Cool. You're going to need that.
Cool, yeah. Okay.
Scared.
I wasn't sure if it was because it was crushing me. I was like, am I getting...
That's why it was so high, but yeah. Anyway. It's reduced by protect someone, so yeah. the three of you are kind of surrounding Mark, and it looks like you're giving yourselves a good amount of lead time. There's a lot of things basically slowing or holding Mark down right now. Lucas, what are you up to?
I would like to summon a monster.
Of course.
And it is going to look like a bunch of roses with tendrils on it.
Okay.
Any Superman fans around?
Why do you think I keep calling Dale Clark?
Aw.
So that's a first.
I thought it just rhymed with Mark. That's
what... so your last name is Kent.
Did someone fuck up their summon?
Yeah, so Lee, I think you get to pick all the tags. That was a five.
It's Christmas! For Lee and no one else!
I've never gotten to do that! I'm so glad I added that bit. Can you tell me what the tags are?
Good tags are ally strong, fast, many-limbed, flying, tough, armored, magical, sneaky, beautiful, terrifying, clever.
Beautiful.
And then there's also the negative tags of angry, slow, confused, cowardly, volatile,
I'm not gonna need any of this.
Weak, silly, hazardous, and hungry.
Ally.
I feel like we just figured out what our next haunt was, or is. Our next case is going out into the world right now.
Beautiful. Sprouting as if from some unnatural earth, this beautiful, hauntingly gorgeous, massive rose begins to sprout from like the metal floor. And it looks like everything is going well until each of the buds opens and this strange pollen begins to emerge. And everyone, I'm going to need you to roll me Act Under Pressure.
Now, Danny, I know you've read about this, but what is
I have, in fact, read about this.
Tell me about the book where you read about this. I'm intrigued.
I got a 7. Mixed success.
I got a 9.
9 plus 3 is 12.
Lucas?
5.
Oh, Lucas!
Lucas is having a terrible day.
My dice are hot and poor Matt's dice.
I just gained 2 experience in 1 round. I'll have everybody know.
That's
okay.
That's a lot.
Yeah. So, Lucas first. As you don't react in time and end up breathing in this strange spores, which come in and out through the top of this room here, and they seem to phase through the tube. As magical as one of the traits I've definitely chosen. Your eyes grow so dark and wide, and you are filled with gut-wrenching, terrible fear as everyone around you twists and morphs. You look at Brittany, who's still stuck next to you, and it looks like she's this gaunt, haunting, like banshee-like creature that is reaching in slowly to like scream you to death as she's just shouting something at you that you cannot hear. Who are my 7 and 9s?
Me.
Yeah, beautiful. You get enough time to like cover your mouths, and you get still a small breath of this in. You can feel this like distinct fear setting in that like is uncontrollable. Adrenaline's pumping. Your ears are pumping. And so you have just a very simple -1 to act, and I expect you to cause some of your own problems through fear.
Yeah.
And when you explain why something doesn't work.
And I assume that this is a monster power and not a sickness, right?
Correct.
Yeah.
Danny, inhalants, you're good. It's never been a problem for you. What are you talking about?
I've been in the bathroom at the Eagle back in 1998. All right, this is nothing.
Oh, beautiful, beautiful. And Lucas, you've released a terrible monstrosity into the world. It looks like Mark is fine.
They tried this one on him, actually.
Brittany, when you're trying to decide who your least favorite of your brother's friends are, I want you to remember this moment.
She thought very, very highly of Lucas until a second ago. She was like, this kid, who's only 19, is as good as I am. What the hell? Oh, no, he's not.
Danny started from the bottom in Britt's book and is...
is climbing.
Is climbing.
For sure. Things have just become so much worse. Whose turn is it? I want to say it's Whistler's.
Yeah. Oh, I have a negative one forward.
Mm-hmm.
I think that in a moment of, like, primal fear, I think I want to let off Petey's combat magic.
Okay.
Instead of the life drain. Even though okay. I should probably persist with life drain because Mark sucks.
Yeah.
It's still... a full success.
Okay, choose an extra.
Well, I'm going to not choose You Suffer No Harm. Sure. Can I inflict double harm?
Sure. Tell me what it looks like, because I believe it's the first time you're using this ability.
Yeah, because I think that in some way it's a little disgusting to them because it came from Petey and they associate it with their... fucked up fungal form, and I think that they like for a moment as their hands reach for Mark, they like do phase through his skin just for a second, as they like send electricity like from their like veins, which seem to sort of like pulse, and then like a wave going through them go into Mark as they're trying to like short circuit the electricity in his body.
Yeah. Please tell me how much damage you do.
I do 6 magic, close, obvious, loud, messy. Lightning.
Damn. As that lightning arcs through their body, you can see Mark is already moving like in this really slow, tranquilized state, and they start vibrating really, really rapidly. They are resistant to lightning. It's still doing a shit ton of damage. And Mark, like, you're still in Mark's hand.
Mm-hmm.
Mark pulls you closer, and their sideways head stops and stares at you for a second. And you only take 3 harm, as the device in their back is not enabling their musculature to, like, respond effectively, right. And their full strength is not being borne against you.
Whistler is unstable, and I think that Whistler is just screaming the whole time.
So anyway, Whistler started blasting. Jesus.
And I like to think that there is at least, like, some amount of blood spatter, or maybe just little chunks of Mark flying off of him that do regenerate.
Certainly.
It does have the messy tag. I don't think it is a pretty magic, even a little.
No, yeah. We see, like, once skin has been peeled back and fried off, that Mark's like inner musculature is like yellow. It's like really gnarly, and it looks almost like crystal in a little bit. Like it looks very hard and very well like dense.
Mm-hmm.
But what you peel back, it is taking like a very long time to grow back. That was a ton of damage.
Yeah, I think they're just vibrating like Dale, help.
And about this time, also, we see bursting through one of the doors is my good buddy Jerry, who has a large series of duffel bags on them, with like, you know, so whatever gear or weapon you had that's normally maybe too large to bring with you on any given day, you can just say that you have
the flamethrower. Yeah,
one bag is weapons, one bag is snacks.
I did. Tell him to bring the good mushrooms.
That's true. I believe it is Dale's turn.
Duffel bag of mushrooms.
I'm just trying to get high.
Honestly, maybe he hasn't adapted to a duffel bag of mushrooms.
I don't think they gave this boy psychedelics.
That's probably true.
Was my original plan.
Yeah. Oh, I knew what you were doing, Matt. I know that episode.
The man who has everything.
Yeah, is the absolutely.
Fully implemented, or is it?
Yeah, it's good to go. It's what it's doing is slowing him down and severely reducing his damage.
Got you.
I don't like that his damage is reduced, Lee.
Yeah.
What do you mean? I would have killed you in a second ago.
I know. I'm just sitting here like, this does not feel reduced.
This is Maharaga, dude.
I think Dale is going to try to hop off and interpose himself between Mark and Whistler. And just,
you want to like break his grasp of her?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Go ahead and roll me protect someone.
Really?
Whistler's of them. But yeah.
Right.
Yeah, so that brings it down to a 7 with the also, I'm assuming, the leg thing, because I keep forgetting that occasionally.
Okay, mostly, so a total of 7?
Yeah.
Okay. Dale, tell me what it looks like. You're going to take 3 harm reduced by your armor as per normal as you free Whistler, who is now no longer be in danger.
I think Dale is on his sort of behind him. Right? Is he on his back or is he behind him?
He was pushing you into the tube with his back, but has since gone. So he's just like standing normal right now.
Okay, so I think Dale's just going to sweep around, and he's going to grab Mark's arm and just kind of like almost pull Mark into a hug. I think.
Mm.
And I think he's just going to try to like jostle him and turn him away from Whistler and just kind of be.
For sure. You are surprised by a very brief moment of like where the sunken eyes stare at you and it lets go. And Dale, you are hugged very, very tightly for a moment as you are dealt the harm I've given you. And then picked up and slammed onto the ground.
Yeah. Dale's. I ain't letting go, Mark!
Hell yeah. As Jerry brings the device in, we see that Brittany seems to have not been affected by the plant spore monster. And as the flamethrower is brought out, she claps her hands. Speaks this like strange demonic sounding language, like hula ha la la shula tu, that sort of thing. As she touches the flamethrower and it is enchanted, it deals an additional harm plus magic.
Ooh. So
she can't leave her space, so she can't get in there into the fight, but she can at least help somehow.
Daniel, tell Jerry, dude, glad you're here. It's a real Kobayashi Maru situation. I'm going to get on the flamethrower, start blasting this guy in the gonads. I need you to get every psychedelic we fucking got. Get him into a big ball, and then we're going to shove it down his gullet.
You got it. Plan G. Got it.
Do I have time to blast this guy with the flamethrower?
Certainly. Go ahead and make me a kick some ass roll.
It's Plan G for very good mushrooms. Oh, no. Uh-oh.
That's not good.
Uh-oh.
I got them Lucas dice.
Uh-oh.
That's a 5 plus, or a 4 plus 1 is a 5.
Anyone in that space can help out.
Yeah, can I try to help out?
Except for Lucas. Lucas is losing it.
Doesn't Dale have some sort of super good?
He does, yeah.
If I roll well enough.
Okay.
Hit me with it.
And that the fear my oh no. No. Oh no.
What do you got?
So the fears, the minus one from the fear is gone. I can't imagine why any of my read abads would apply to this. So I think it's just a 6.
What rebads did you ask?
I had asked a lot of stuff about the scorpion thing, and then I had something, the shadowy figure slowly fading from dangers. Now's the best time to, from, I think that was most.
I will be very generous and hand it to you. All right. And say that one of those applies.
Got you. Well, then that's you got a 6.
And oh, right. Oh, okay. Sorry.
Yeah, I needed to roll like a 12 to get the.
I will try to help out now. I just wanted to see if.
No, yeah.
Yeah, knock it out of the park. Oh, God. Okay, I got a 7.
I rolled a 2 and a 1. So
that okay. Was... You both put yourselves in danger. To assist, tell me how, after Danny engages the flamethrower, tell me what's going wrong, and the two of you tell me how you help.
I'm not joking when I say that I'm trying to hit him in the dick with it. And I think that just, like, the confusion of bodies, I'm trying not to hit Whistler, because I don't really understand if fire will affect them. And then, like, Dale is, like, in, like, a weird hug situation and then being slammed down on the ground. So I think I'm just having trouble, like, lining up a shot.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Go ahead and give me your... tell me, the two of you, how you help, and I'll tell you what goes wrong, total.
I think that as Mark is thrashing about Whistler... using incorporeal sinks, like, basically, like, into the base of the platform, and then brings their arms and legs up from, like, underneath Mark to try to, like, hold them down, to try to, like, hold them still. So it's basically, like, partially stuck inside the platform as they're trying to use their limbs as restraints.
I love it.
I think from the ground, Dale remembers that Mark's legs looked more or less normal, so I think he's just going to try to, like, kick his legs out from under him so that it's easier to hold him down.
Yeah. So, quick, tell me your harm, and I will deal out mine.
Sure. So the flamethrower is 3 harm, close, fire, heavy, volatile, and then whatever bonus is, Brit.
Plus 1 magic fire.
Yeah.
So technically 4 harm.
Ugh. Yeah. A pretty nasty amount of harm as Mark is engulfed in fire. Anna, as Mark is thrashing about, you feel his foot yank upwards, and it pulls off some of your, like, myconid flesh here. And you take a harm, and it ignores your harm reduction.
No.
Mark has figured out how to pull out and destroy part of your body.
Marcus.
Dale, no harm is done to you as he, you know, yanks, tosses you away. Instead, Mark, while burning, puts his hot fucking fist through the cage, and it shatters like glass. It melts where his hand is, and the cage above him is gone.
Is Jerry there with those psychedelics?
Jerry's working on it.
Okay. Speed it up, Jerry.
Jerry's not a hero. Jerry's going to be slower than all of you at everything.
Speed it up.
And yeah, with that terrible blast, a lot of the outer kind of elephant skin shell of Mark's body has melted away. And they seem to be unaccustomed to fire currently. But the magic that is holding them down, the cage that is keeping them out, are about to be nullified. And one other thing potentially going wrong means Mark is free and running through the damn park in some way, shape, or form. We have the Gravewatch members who don't know necessarily the situation, delayed by Mark's, Mark's as well, Mark's father. We have this wretched rose creature that's spawning this terrible fluid or this terrible gas out into the world. Lucas, who is not doing so hot, and is seeing the world in a much scarier way.
Pupils super dilated, mouth stuck open, tears running down their face.
As we zoom out, do we see anything on the water? A symbol of hope, perhaps?
We see pulling out from the dam. It's really small, but there's something on the water that maybe should not be.
That's right. He drove the Grave Watch van onto the water.
Oh. As we see what looks like a pirate ship half submerged.
No!
In the water.
No! You already killed Mothman. Don't kill the Queen Anne.
It could be the correct half of it that's submerged. We don't know.
That's true. It's actually a submarine.
It's leaking marinara like a pool of blood.
And on that, we'll go ahead and take a break.
Christ alive.
Where They May Radio.